What's up, everybody? This is Dave Birds, of course, and this is my audio boo, audio blog thing. It's January 26, 2014 today, and yesterday I went to Tokyo by myself. Just wanted to relax a little bit, but instead I went to Tokyo and I bought that all-day pass for the subway system that I was talking about last time. So I ended up doing a lot of stuff. I went to a place called World Breakfast All Day. I haven't been there since September. It's basically this really tiny cafe where they change the menu every 2 months to have a new breakfast from some different part of the world. So this time, I think last time I had a Mexican breakfast, and this time I had a Belgian breakfast, so that was really nice. It's a little bit expensive, but most food is in Tokyo, unfortunately, unless you're eating at, like, McDonald's or Matsuya. So I did that, and then I went to a couple of museums by myself. I went to NHK Studio Park. NHK is the national broadcaster of Japan, kind of like PBS and BBC, I guess. And they have a little... kind of museum interactive thing in near Shibuya, and so I went there. It was 200 yen, so about $2, not bad. And unfortunately, everything was in Japanese, which, you know, I'm in Japan, so go figure, but it seemed like it was aimed at kids mostly, so a lot of the exhibits and displays I just kind of walked past, but that's okay. Then after that, I ended up going to another NHK thing in a different part of the city, NHK Museum of Broadcasting. That was free, and I actually enjoyed that more, because that was more aimed at adults. They had a lot of old cameras and some studios and stuff, and I like that stuff because I used to work in TV. Yeah, and I hope I can do that again someday. I also went to the Edo Tokyo Museum, which is huge. I didn't realize how big it was. I mean, the outside looks huge too, but, you know, sometimes museums, although they're really big, the exhibits aren't always as big on the inside as the building is. But no, this place was gigantic, and I went 2.5 hours before it closed for the day, and I still couldn't finish all of it. So I have to go back and do that. Since I was in Edo Tokyo, Ryogoku, I believe the area is called, which is also really well known for sumo wrestling, because I guess the biggest sumo theater arena thing is there. That's close to Shinokachimachi, which is a different area. And so I went there, and there's a restaurant there called, it translates to school lunch duty. So it's this kind of novelty restaurant where they serve you food that basically Japanese elementary school kids would eat for lunch back in, like, the 60s and 70s. So it's kind of a nostalgic thing. Not for me, obviously, because I'm not Japanese and I wasn't born in the 60s and 70s. But it's pretty good, actually. They had the set menu, so there was some sugar bread and four types of curry, noodles, soup, and it was actually quite a bit. Also, you can order beer, so that's pretty interesting to eat elementary school style food with beer, so that was nice. I also grabbed a burger at this really random place in Ryogoku. I thought it would be a restaurant, but it turned out to be just like a stand that you could walk by and order a burger. But I guess there's like some kind of stigma in Japan against walking and drinking, so I took it, and then I just stood outside of a 7-Eleven and and ate the burger. And then continued on my way. So I had a nice day, and today I'm just relaxing at home and going to go to IKEA later and eat some meatballs by myself, because that's how I do. So thanks for listening. And